From a testing bench at the Fralin Biomedical Research Institute downtown to its new home in Northeast Roanoke City, the Tiny Cargo Company features state-of-the-art clean rooms and filtration systems that separate tiny particles from milk to be supplied by Homestead Creamery, exosomes that can then deliver medicines to targeted areas of the body. Mayor Joe Cobb spoke at the ribbon cutting last week.
We're seeing the full ecosystem in action, from discovery to commercialization to investment and now production. And Roanoke has made a very deliberate commitment to growing our life sciences and biotechnology sector. And companies like Tiny Cargo help anchor that industry here. When companies locate and scale here, it signals that Roanoke is not just a place for research, but a place for biotech manufacturing.
Tiny Cargo was founded in 2018 by cell biologist Professor Rob Gordy at the Fralin Biomedical Research Institute and Dr. Spencer Marsh, now the Tiny Cargo Chief Science Officer.
But there's a train track right next door, and this building was built actually as a lumber storage facility. That was its first use. From there, it was then used as a wire storage facility and an electronics store. As of tonight, it houses the world's first industrial-scale cGMP-ready clean room for the production of milk exosomes.
The Tiny Cargo Company is shooting for a full production later this year after several certifications, believing there are a number of markets for their product. Gene Moreno, WFIR News.